Rabbi, there is no turn outside.
Hang up on that one. Okay. We're going to move along a little bit further with what we began speaking about last week. We're going to try to keep things short and sweet here. So if you recall last week, we discussed, we had just to remind ourselves of the progression. We discussed the idea of the Shalosh Abbasis that were there. We discussed the idea that the week of 7 days, the 6 days of Chol, and then the 7 day of Shabbos, plus the Shalosh Abbasis, represent a Shleimus in the Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. You have a minion, the magic number 10, that represents all the different hanhagos that the Ribbono Shel Olam exhibits that are here in the world. We discussed the idea of the seven midos that Hashem has, and the three muskalos, the three intellectual, we'll call them, faculties that exist, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Megala himself, you know, through Chachma Bina Das, and then all the chesed, gvura, you know, things that that are there. Now the days of the week are combined into, you know, the 6 days of the week rolling into Shabbos. So I think it's good once we speak about that, just to mention, we threw out in passing last week, we just didn't have a chance to really talk about, but just to, you know, finish up that idea, the concept that each one of the days of the week is a representation of one of the different midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and what the cycle of a week is all about. So we're going to talk about something that I mentioned, I think, last time. Really stems from a Reishis Chachma, but elaborate upon a little bit more by the Shalah HaKadosh. And the Reishis Chachma himself is fairly quick. The Shalah is a lot more lengthy about this idea, but it's all found there in the Reishis Chachma. Two or three weeks ago, we'd mentioned the idea that the Gra points out in the Biuri Agados in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis, that when the Chazal say that each one of the days of the week has a ben zug, has a partner, so the idea of a partner for the days of the week didn't just mean that like Sunday, Monday go together, Tuesday, Wednesday go together, Thursday, Friday go together, and then Shabbos, you know, didn't have its ben zug. So the Gra explained that it's really, you know, a little bit different than that. That each day of the week had another day that the basic bria that was made on that day was also made. So, for example, on Monday when you have the Yihor, you have corresponding to that was Wednesday, was the, you know, the Vihi Ma'oros, the sun, the moon, etc. You have a day like it was called Sunday, if what's that, Sunday? Monday, thank you. So you have Monday when you have the what they call it, you know, the creation of the Abasha and the water moving away. So then you have on Thursday you have all the animals and all the stuff that inhabited that land and so on, so on and so forth. So the Shalah HaKadosh brings an idea that I think we're going to have to do a show and tell about. I'm not trying to make a big, can I do that? Yes, I can do that actually. I can do that. Okay, a big little picture over here. And we're going to do this one other cool little thing that my computer can do. One of these. And we're going to do this. Now, I like that. I got that on purpose. I can do that. So Shalah HaKadosh points out as follows. Let us bounce back after that. Because we need the rest of it. Go.
Use the scroll
bar
on the bottom.
Yeah,
the
scroll
bar.
Everyone knows.
There you go.
That one.
Oh, you can touch anyway, just moving slow. Okay. Now, you have over here as follows. The Shalah HaKadosh describes the following concept. This is a very interesting way of viewing the way a week works and the relationship between the weekday and Shabbos. We're going to discuss right now that this is the original picture in the Shalah HaKadosh. That's just a little bit shady here. We're going to discuss Shabbos as a midpoint, right? As a as a, you know, the central point over here in the circle. And the Shulchan Kadosh, when he describes how the week works, we have six points, we're going to call them, that what do you call it, emanate from a from the middle. You have four directions, and you have what do you call it, you have you have depth that exists also. We're going to do this as a two-dimensional picture though right now. You have a middle, what do you call it, a middle point, and then the Shulchan Kadosh writes like this. When you have the lines that come out of the middle points, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And here's a little trick that the Shulchan Kadosh points out with the six lines that are coming out of the middle point. That each one of the days is going to be represented by a slice of what I'm going to call a slice of pizza over here. Okay, that's Sunday. Okay, and they go in order: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay, the way the days get divided up, each day has its benzuk. It's attached, right, at the bottom, at the central point, to that day, right? Yom Rishon with Yom Ravi, Yom Sheni with Yom Chamishi, Shlishi with Yom Shishi. Okay, nice and what I call it, nice and simple. That's there. Right now, just don't worry about these little marks. They're not going to matter for us, you know, so much. You're just pointing out the benzug, you know, the three groups of three. Now, the Shulchan Kadosh writes the following thing. If you recall, last time we described an idea, a teaching from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that the Bria that Hashem made, Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem Asa Shemayim V'Asa Aretz, the world is created as a world of 6 days, and the Schus Kiyum of the world is only a 6 day existence. But right, the Shabbos that follows the 6 days gives the world the ability to move on one more time. That's what we're going to call this, a cycle, right? There's a circle that's there that keeps on revolving around itself, around the Kiddush of Shabbos. One more round, and one more round of days, and so on and so forth. Now, the idea that he points out, a couple of little, just a quick, you know, introduction. He says, you'll find a very interesting thing, that if you look through Pesukim in the Torah, of course, Shabbos is Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. Sometimes we call the week itself a week by the term is Shabbos also. Okay, so for example, the most famous one is the pasuk by the Sfiras HaOmer Shavuos, talking right there that Bimachras HaShabbos Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Okay, we have Sheva Shabbosos that we count, which really just basically means 7 weeks. And the Shulchan Kadosh explains very, very simply, which I'm not totally going to, if you get great, if not, we're just going to move on. By the end of all the examples, you follow everything. The Shulchan points out that the days of the week are all connected right over here at this central point to Shabbos. What that means is that every day of the week has its, we're going to call it, its chibur, its connection to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos is something that's mashpia, that affects, influences, and keeps all the other days of the week going. That's not because you have a, let's say, a Tuesday over there, and Shabbos, the way when you look at a calendar, you know, X amount of time later, and Shabbos just like cool, so it, you know, just like affects everything around it. But the way the cycle of time works, as the Reish Chacham explains, again, the Shulag is just elaborating, is that each one of the days in the circle of time is connected to Shabbos at its middle point. Pasuk in Tehillim says something very interesting. Then Yomim Yutzaro, Hashem created days, v'lo echad mehem. Now, the word lo echad mehem is a kriyuksiv. Okay? The way that it's understood, right, is lo echad mehem. Again, you did a little bit about the Yishayin Lemeke, Yishayin Lemesaurus. It's not exactly the same as a kriyuksiv, but the idea of lo echad mehem, but in terms of the Pasha reading of the Pasuk, is that lo with a vav, one of the days is Hashem's. He has one of the days. That's according to the Medrash, that's a reference to Shabbos. Machlokas in Midrashim is that Shabbos or Yom Kippur, but lo echad mehem. It's spelled, though, with a letter Aleph. The lo echad mehem. One of the days is not. Yomim Yutzar, Hashem created days, and one of them is not. The Shulchan explains over here a very, very basic thing. Each day has its thing. In other words, the six lines made the pie shapes, right, when you go through the circle of time. And each day is connected to a midpoint. So if you were to just use this as an example, I'm going to try to make this not better than the drawing in the Sefer, but just maybe this on this part it'll help a little bit more. If you have a series of six lines, right, that go like whatever we just did over here, like this, yeah? Forget about the circle part. And the example, the point I just want to make is the middle. Nothing really exists, or nothing that's measurable really exists in the middle. In other words, all the lines just sort of ended up over here. I step here, 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 right, etc. So the idea, Yamim Yitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu created days, Lo Echad Mehem, on the one hand, one of the days is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Shabbos, the Yom, Shabbos, the Hayom Lashem. On the other hand, Lo Echad Mehem, one of the days doesn't really take up any time, any space, we'll call it, over here on the picture, by itself. On the other hand, right, it's that central point, it's that Chibur that gives the life force, they give existence to all the other days that are there, all the other days that are there out of the week. So on the one hand, a week is able to be called a Shabbos because the week exists. Sheva Shabbos, as it exists in the schus of its connection. That's where it gets its life from. It's like plugged in, so to speak. The Shabbos in the middle, plug it in. And on the other hand, the Shabbos itself is lo echer mehem with an aleph because it doesn't exist in the regular circle of time. Now, like as you explained last week, right, in the name of the Grah, we pointed out that in the parasha of Shabbos and Vayichulu, we never have the pasuk of Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boker Yom HaShvi, because, right now following this train of thought, it's not a day like all of the other days. There's a lot that's included in there, and obviously it exists, but it's not a regular day like all of the other days. Then the Shulchan Kodesh goes on and says something very, very interesting. He says that when a person creates, we use the expression a chilul Shabbos. A person who desecrates Shabbos, he doesn't just do an aveira. A person eats pig, he was over on the iser of machalas asura. So a person is not over on the of Shabbos. He's machalil Shabbos, right? That's the expression that's used. Machalil, I just gave a translation, means to desecrate. Okay, but we all know that the word machal doesn't really mean to desecrate. It comes from another word, which is space. Just to make a chalal, to make a, what do you call it, a space, an emptiness that's there. There's a, just before we get to the picture, I just imagine for a second there's a chunk, boom, of Kedusha that's there, and you're going to say, oh, you know what, I don't really care. That's not so big, not so important. You create a chalal. The Shulchan Kodesh says, but if you look at the cycle of time, the circle of time, a little bit better, what ends up happening is as follows. A person who erases the middle, again, I can't really totally do this on this picture, a person who erases the middle, okay, what ends up happening right now is that what Shabbos serves to do when all the points connect in on the, right, are plugged into Shabbos, so each day has its own existence, right? Each day has a space that it's able to exist in. The moment I remove, right, the central point, we make a space over here. What ends up happening is that all of the days really just now don't exist anymore. You have a lot of empty connected spaces that are there in the cycle of time, in the circle of time, because they don't have anything that's actually holding any one of them together. The 6 days of the week we call the six Yomos HaChol, right? Chol is the term for a weekday. A chol comes from the word a space. They're represented by the pi that are here, by the pi, right? by the space that's there, that's formed by their connection to Shabbos. But you can be mechalel the Shabbos and then end up having a scenario where they have a whole big massive mess, what do you call it, you know, that's there in terms of how the Shabbos is going to work. The Shulchan says another chiddush that's based on the circle. The Shulchan Kodesh points out it is a very big chiddush what he says. We know that the Gemara's and Shabbos have a machlokas. What happens if a person is a mahalik b'midbar and he loses track of what day of the week it is? He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. When is Shabbos? When is that? How does he avoid? You know, how does he avoid being mahal Shabbos? There are 2 days in the Gemara. One of them says, and this is like the surprising. One of them says you just figure out whatever day it is. You count 6 days, and then you keep Shabbos after. Count another 6, and you keep Shabbos after that. Rishonim already are a little bit bothered, like, that's like a Russian roulette. You don't know, like, who says that you have the right just to count 6 days and make the next one Shabbos? Where does that come up? So Shlo says, he says, he's not giving a whole beer in the Gemara. There's a famous grub at that Gemara that we want, you know, to mention right now. But the Shlo Kaddish says, it's not necessarily such a crazy thing, he says, because the truth of the matter is, whatever day of the week you're holding in, that day has a little bit, the Shlo uses an election, has a mixas Shabbos that's included in that day, because every single day is always going to be connected, is never distinct and separate from Shabbos. So if I'm keeping Shabbos today, what I'm doing is highlighting the whatever that mixas Shabbos is that the Shlo Kaddish discusses that exists in the other days of the week. Okay, so without continuing this idea anymore, as we're going to finish this whole idea of how the week is developed, the Shalosh Shabashos, the six midos that create the rest of the week, we discuss now how they all revolve around this central point of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the central point of the what it called Kedusha that's, you know, that's there. And again, as we described last week, the three Shabbosos end up being mashlim, a whole much bigger, you know, much bigger picture that's over here. With that introduction, Amir Tashem, next time, whenever that is, maybe next Thursday, like next Thursday night, Amir Tashem, we're going to start moving on to another topic, but that's at least the basic structure of what, you know, some of the background behind a Shabbos is all about. Okay.